From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 47 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for choosing to spend part of your day with KPR. Happy to have you here. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, get you an update of news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, Trump administration has moved six, count them, six, routine childhood vaccinations into the category of, and I'm quoting here, shared clinical decision making.
It's sort of informed consent and having a conversation with your doctor. You know, should I have surgery or should I not have surgery?
Except you're asking, should I have this vaccine? Should I not have this vaccine? Doctors say this is introducing needless uncertainty over vaccines that have long been proven safe and effective. We will tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating 30 years on the air, February 27th and 28th in Lawrence. You are invited to these parties. It's actually a whole weekend of live music, seminars, and the aforementioned parties. For a complete schedule of the 30th anniversary activities and for tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
The time is 3:20.
After the fatal shooting of Renee Macklin Good.
You have to look at training. You have to look at, was there a gap in the training? You can't train for everything, but training has to adapt to what's current.
That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. From 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition brings you the latest national, international, and, of course, regional news. Your hosts tomorrow are Michelle Martin, A. Martinez, and Matthew Alchio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
News, Mexico City.
Looks like stocks finished higher on Wall Street today, getting a boost from some beaten-down AI stocks. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Hundreds of people gathered at the Statehouse yesterday to protest the Trump administration's policies. The rally was organized by a coalition of 14 groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union, the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth, and Planned Parenthood. Some demonstrators chanted a profanity to condemn U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Speakers addressed other issues such as food insecurity, voting rights, climate change, and health care. Kansas lawmakers held their first hearing today on a proposed cell phone ban in schools. Supporters say prohibiting cell phone use during the school day would improve learning outcomes and student mental health. But some opponents say the bill is too broad and undermines local authority. Kaylee Howell is a student at Spring Hill High School. She said the policy hurts high-performing students.
I've learned how to manage my time and put my education first, so why am I being unfairly stripped of my devices when I never did anything wrong to earn such a consequence?
Dozens of other states already have laws restricting cell phone use in schools. The Kansas Board of Regents yesterday unanimously approved a new policy making it easier for the state's public universities to fire tenured professors. The regents hope the move will satisfy state lawmakers who have indicated they want the policy to change. Under the new policy, a tenured professor must undergo an annual review to determine if they're still qualified for the rank. The Lawrence Journal World reports a professor who receives two consecutive unsatisfactory reviews may be dismissed. An earlier version of the policy that made dismissal mandatory after two negative reviews was scrapped by the regents. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a little bit complicated. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of sprinkles after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s, gusty winds coming out of the northwest. Tomorrow, a mixed bag, mostly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy. It will be breezy with a 20% chance of sprinkles in the morning and a slight chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Highs around 40 degrees, gusty winds out of the northwest, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. We have another slight chance of snow tomorrow evening. It's going to be cold with a low around 16.
Support for NPR comes from this
director, Audrey Coleman, for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Lots to talk about. Fortunately, we're here till 7 o'clock to try and fit it all in. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That happens at 4:01. Then at just about 4:12, less than a day after the Trump administration slashed funding for addiction and mental health programs nationwide, that money was actually restored.
This is like if DOT stopped funding federal highways. That is how big of a deal what happened or almost happened yesterday was.
A lot of whiplash almost among people who run these kinds of programs. We'll find out how it played out in Alabama. Debbie Elliott will tell us more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Chance of sprinkles after midnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow's the real mixed bag. Mostly sunny in the morning, chance of sprinkles in the morning as well, with a high around 40.
This is NPR.
The Trump administration wants to get thousands more immigration officers out in the field and fast. So how are they going to be trained? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, first thing, bright and early, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. A great way to start your day with the very latest news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 41 degrees in Lawrence, 50 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. Approximately 4:36, Senator Elisa Slotkin is one of six Democratic lawmakers who made a video back in November which encouraged service members to refuse to act on illegal orders.
In response, the president called for us to be investigated, arrested, and ultimately hanged.
Slotkin talks more about what she is calling an intimidation campaign against that group. Coming up here on KPR, stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight. We do have a chance of sprinkles after midnight, lows in the lower 30s, gusty winds coming out of the northwest after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, clouds rolling in the afternoon. It's going to be breezy with a 20% chance of sprinkles in the morning, slight chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow right around 40 degrees. Tomorrow night, we will have another chance of snow in the evening, partly cloudy after midnight and quite cold with lows down around 16.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang. Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 41 degrees in Topeka. It is 50 in Emporia, and it's 4:20.
That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. The very latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
The time is 4:30. News is coming up next.
Our news.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers held their first hearing today on a proposed cell phone ban in schools. Supporters say prohibiting cell phone use during the school day would improve learning outcomes and student mental health. But some opponents say the bill is too broad and undermines local authority. Kaylee Howell, a student at Spring Hill High School, said the policy hurts high-performing students.
I've learned how to manage my time and put my education first, so why am I being unfairly stripped of my devices when I never did anything wrong to earn such a consequence?
Dozens of other states already have laws restricting cell phone use in schools. Federal agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security toured a warehouse in South Kansas City today. Salisa Kalakal was there.
Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca IV confronted federal agents this morning and toured the building called I-49 Industrial Center 7. He said the agents were with ICE and DHS.
They are national, regional, local teams that are looking to open an ICE facility, a mega detention facility, something that will have a regional impact that's pretty dramatic.
The Washington Post reported last month the White House wants to turn seven massive warehouses into ICE detention centers, and Kansas City is on the list. Mayor Quentin Lucas and Democratic Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver II say they're opposed to an ICE detention center in Kansas City. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
The Kansas City, Kansas Police Department is planning to hire more officers ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs' move across the state line to Wyandotte County. KCK Police Chief Carl Oakman said his department will play a key role in public safety around the new football stadium. KMBC reports KCK recently has currently has around 330 police officers. Its budget allows it to hire about 50 more, but the department has been struggling to recruit more officers. KCK officers are required to live in Wyandotte County within a year of their appointment, though Chief Oakman says he's willing to consider changing that policy. Lows in the lower 30s tonight with a chance of sprinkles after midnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow morning, but a 20% chance of rain in the morning and a slight chance of snow tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow's high around 40 degrees. It's 4:35. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Two more hours and 10 more minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That happens at 5:01. Then tensions remain high in Minneapolis. The president is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act. Is that a threat? Is it a promise? How would that even work? We are going to get the very latest coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Chance of sprinkles late tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow we're going to see all kinds of different weather. Mostly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Breezy, slight chance of sprinkles in the morning, slight chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow around 40 degrees. Another slight chance of snow tomorrow evening and turning very cold with lows right around 16 degrees. It's 41 degrees in Lawrence and it's 10 minutes before 5.
This is NPR.
The Trump administration wants to get thousands more immigration officers out in the field and fast. So how are they going to be trained? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition with Matthew Algio holding down the local duties. We'd love to have you with us to start off your day. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 41 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
Is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right? Learn more at rwjf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present on, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 42 degrees in Topeka. It is 40 in Lawrence. The time is 5:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. We are with you till 7 o'clock here on All Things Considered. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. At just about 5:40, we will hear from Becky Sullivan telling us all about this big point-shaving scandal. Federal prosecutors have charged more than two dozen people in an alleged point-shaving scheme. This time in college basketball. A lot of eyebrows raised. A lot of people who love college sports very concerned. We will tell you why coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
Don't forget, we will be celebrating 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, when KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend. Can't cram all that fun into just one night. No, no, 2 days, February 27th and 28th. Jet Setter Jazz from Nutty, plus Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. For a complete schedule and tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 50 in Manhattan, 37 in Atchison. The time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
The aggressive tactics of federal officers in cities like Minneapolis and Chicago have raised questions about the training and protocol for ICE agents, particularly after the fatal shooting of Renee Macklin Good.
You have to look at training. You have to look at, was there a gap in the training? You can't train for everything, but training has to adapt to what's current.
That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., the very latest national, international, and regional news. Don't stay up all night scrolling. Just get up when you feel like getting up and join us for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week, January 15th through the 25th. Details, including participating restaurants and event menus, online at explorelawrence.com.
Fresh news headlines coming up in just about 30 seconds. It's 5:30.
Listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Federal agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security toured a warehouse in South Kansas City today. Salisa Kalakal was there.
Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca IV confronted federal agents this morning and toured the building called I-49 Industrial Center 7. He said the agents were with ICE and DHS.
They are national, regional, local teams that are looking to open an ICE facility. Mega detention facility, something that will have a regional impact that's pretty dramatic.
The Washington Post reported last month the White House wants to turn 7 massive warehouses into ICE detention centers, and Kansas City is on the list. Mayor Quinton Lucas and Democratic Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver II say they're opposed to an ICE detention center in Kansas City. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
We do actually have some more recent news on that. The Kansas City City Council took action today to ban the development of federal immigration detention centers. The move to stop approvals for non-municipal detention centers came just hours after those federal agents toured the warehouse, as Salisa just told you. Kansas City City Council member Jonathan Duncan said such a facility would have a devastating impact on the Kansas City community.
The fact that we will have a mass detention facility that equates to a homegrown concentration camp in my district makes me sick.
The city's new moratorium will end in January 2031. Kansas lawmakers held their first hearing today on a proposed cell phone ban in schools. Supporters say prohibiting cell phone use during the school day would improve learning outcomes and student mental health. But some opponents say the bill is too broad and undermines local authority. Kaylee Howell, a student at Spring Hill High School, said the policy would hurt high-performing students.
I've learned how to manage my time and put my education first, so why am I being unfairly stripped of my devices when I never did anything wrong to earn such a consequence?
Dozens of other states already have laws restricting cell phone use in schools. It's 40 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 5:35.
Support for NPR.
From From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. A whole another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. Stick around. We start things off at 6:01 with an update of news headlines. Then, less than a day after the Trump administration slashed its funding for addiction and mental health programs nationwide, the money was actually restored.
This is like if DOT stopped funding federal highways. That is how big of a deal what happened or almost happened yesterday
was. We will tell you about the sort of mental whiplash this caused for so many people providing these programs all across the nation, but specifically in Alabama. Debbie Elliott is there, and she followed the person around all day. We'll tell you about it, plus an explainer on sanctuary cities. What are they? What does it mean to be a sanctuary city? What implications could there be? Could there be a punishment? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
39 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. This is NPR.
The Trump administration wants to get thousands more immigration officers out in the field and fast. So how are they going to be trained? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.